You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Lauren says, "Hi, boys. My brother just got engaged, but I found out that the ring he used to propose is the exact same ring he had with another woman. That engagement didn't work out, and she gave the ring back to him. It was like a $6,000 ring."
Dang, high roller.
"So, my brother gave it to his new fiance." Lauren writes, "My mom and I are appalled that he did this."
Mom and I are so mad at you.
She says, "It's like the worst thing you can do." Well.
Well, no.
I can think of a lot more. A
couple more things I can think of.
"It's like the worst thing you can do." But then she says, "My future sister-in-law knows that it used to be on his ex-fiance's finger, and she doesn't care. She really likes the ring."
Oh.
"So apparently they're not going to change anything. I just think it's horrible that he did it in the first place. How many of your listeners agree that you never recycle an engagement ring?" That's
yeah.
from Lauren.
Lauren, thank you for the email. My goodness. Busybody Lauren. Busybody Lauren. I kind of feel like I'm against this. Because isn't there some like bad mojo attached to that ring a little bit? Because the previous relationship didn't work out, so you're kind of passing that on through that jewelry, I think,
a
little bit.
I believe that kind of thing.
A lot of people do. And it smacks of extreme laziness to me.
I can't argue with that.
What a lazy thing to do. I mean, at least if you're going to reuse it and you have the diamond, go... I don't know, you could have it transferred to another band or melt this one down and do something else with it. Or
you know something that I don't know that I am ignorant of? And that is, if he paid $6,000 for that ring, and let's say it was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
What could he get for it today? Do rings appreciate in value? Would he get more? Would he get less?
I don't know.
Would he only get $4,000 for it now and he doesn't want to be out?
I guess
if
he has an appraisal on it, I mean, it's worth what it's appraised, but then you start looking at gold prices and things like that. Maybe that gets adjusted. I don't know. I really don't know. But yet it's a $6,000 nice ring. I mean, what's it going to do? If he just sit there? If he doesn't sell it?
Well, that's why I want to know what he can get for it.
Can he pawn it?
So here's our two questions for Dom and Jeremy listeners this morning. We need to have your phone calls and or text messages, same phone number, which you should just program into your phone anyway, so it's easy to reach us. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. How many listeners think it's tacky to recycle an engagement ring?
Yeah, we need your calls and comments immediately.
Is it tacky or is it prudent and fiscally wise?
It's kind of tacky. Hey, it didn't work out the first time. Let's try again. Here, throw this on your finger.
Well, what about the old if at first you don't succeed thing? Maybe the poor little ring, you know, is a great little ring, but maybe it just needs a second chance.
Maybe. Or a third eventually. Who knows?
If the ring went on Oprah and cried, America would give that ring a second chance.
It would. Yes, yeah, sitting there with a box of tissues.
And Lauren says that she and her mom are, in her words, appalled that he would use the same ring. She's like, you don't recycle rings with another woman. But the caveat to all that is that the new fiance loves the ring. She knows that he used it before. She's like, I don't care.
That's kind of the kicker, huh? This is just sister being nosy. Mom being nosy.
We got phone calls we're going to go to. A ton of text messages. I'm laughing at some of the text messages. Kara, by the way, said rings depreciate in value like cars.
Oh, okay.
And then she says, it's not tacky to reuse the ring, especially since she knows about it. And then she goes, let it go, which means we have to play this.
Let it go. Let it go.
I don't like that they depreciate. If this beautiful $6,000 ring is sitting in a jewelry box somewhere, just sitting there, it should be worth the same value. It's still a diamond and some precious metal.
The thing is, I'm getting text messages that say it depreciates and others that say it appreciates. So
right, or
like
just stays even, don't you think? Just stays, it is what it is.
Nothing stays even.
Yeah, you're
like, why
right.
would diamonds be any different than a house? You know, or a car?
They should appreciate.
Alex says, it seems like the worst idea. New relationships deserve their own space. Dude is bringing his old relationship into his new one.
That's the thing. I think so a little bit. Because every time you look at that ring, you are going to think that was originally on someone else's finger.
Yeah, but that person didn't survive it, and I did.
Especially his sister. Every time Lauren looks at that ring. I do love Scott. He says, people who get offended on behalf of other people are the worst.
I agree.
Mind your business. That's a good one, Scotty. We're with you.
I used to always call those people designated offendees.
Yeah.
I'm the designated offendee in this situation. It didn't happen to me, but I'm going to be offended for them.
And all my friends agree with me, and my mom agrees right. with me too.
Right. There's always
those
we
people.
Always get those messages.
Yeah.
I've talked to a lot of people, and they all agree with me.
All my friends hate your show too. Okay.
Listen, people just know you're annoying, so they're just agreeing with you to shut you up.
Stop right? talking to me.
Did you ever think about that? Let's take some calls.
Let's do it.
Jenny, good morning. Are we recycling the ring or not?
No, that's really tacky.
It is? Okay.
How come?
Yeah. Here's what I think. I think, like, marriage is supposed to be special, and you put a lot of thought into asking someone, I hope. So you put a lot of thought into what ring you're going to use to ask them. And if you're just mm-hmm. using it as a prop and recycling it and next finger, that just doesn't seem very special.
I am with you because I know when I got married, you know, we talked about what kind of cut she liked and what kind of, you know, if you wanted gold or platinum and boo.
Yeah, but the new woman loves the ring. So what are you going to do? Say, I'm sorry, now you can't have it?
I mean, I'm not offended because of that, but I think it's tacky.
Fair
wonder
enough.
If she's eventually going to change her mind about that. Maybe she likes it now because she's in the heat of the moment. She's super excited, but later on,
you know,
she's like, this isn't mine.
If she breaks
me.
It off, she can throw it back in his face and say, I should have known.
And he's like, yep. Well, we'll try it on number three then.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah.
Jenny, you're delightful. Have a fun day.
Bye, Jenny.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Here comes Tiffany. Tiffany, good morning.
Hi, morning, guys.
Morning.
What do you think about recycling the ring?
I think for me, the kicker is that he told his now fiance the history of the ring. Like, if he had tried to sneak it on her and didn't let her know, you know, he had previously used it, like, that would have been uncool and where he would have gone wrong. But the fact he told her, you know, hey, this ring, you know, was for someone before, but I've held on to it. And the fact that she's very okay with it and still loves it, then the sister and mom can just butt out.
If you ask me, Tiffany, doesn't this say a lot about this new fiance, about what a big person she is and mature? And she's like,
or is she just going along with it because she wants to be engaged? Is she just kind of going along with it for now? She's like,
I think it shows that she's mature.
Or does she feel guilty that he spent $6,000 on this ring and she's like, I don't want it to go to waste?
She's mature and secure at the same time, Tiffany. Am I right or am I right?
Yes. Well, what gets me is the time for his sister to butt in would have been like, you know, after his first engagement didn't work out. Like, then is when they should have been like, oh, what are you going to do with this ring? Because who's going to hang on to a $6,000 ring and not use it, you know, later on?
Or like, try to sell it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling us, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Have a fun day, okay?
You too, guys.
Later.
Thank you
later, Gator.
For being on the show. Here's a dude's opinion. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Jim. What do you say?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to echo some of the previous callers, but I've got a couple something else to add. Well, number one, obviously, that she's fine with it. That's like the biggest thing. But number two, my gosh, what if it was like his mom or his grandma's ring and he gave it to the first person and it didn't work out and he's supposed to now not give that ring to the next person? Something that can't be really.
Somebody just texted in about that. They didn't put their name. They said, what about the rings that are handed down through generations? There's no guarantee that the marriages they were a part of were happy, yet it's still acceptable to give grandma's ring to someone.
Great point.
That is a great point.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, Jim.
Yeah.
Look
You're
at you,
wise,
Jim.
You're very wise, Jim. You're so wise.
Well, along with some other people. But thanks, guys. I love your show.
Well, we appreciate you
back,
calling.
Buddy. Thank you so much for listening. Here comes Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We're good. So what do you think about recycling this ring?
I just swallowed some coffee the wrong way. you know, I'm kind of on Jeremy's side about how I'm not so sure about being mature, where I think, you know how women will say, hey, someday I want a bigger ring?
Yeah,
she may just think, you know, I want to kind of keep the peace. Who knows? I mean, that's something we'll never really know. if she's happy or not really with the ring.
I wonder,
you know,
if he could have at least taken the time, if he is going to use this ring, to take it back into, you know, Jared's or wherever, you know, and have it more like customized. He went to Jared's and had it customized.
Well,
on it, change it up a little bit so it at least looks different.
A listener named Denise texted in, Mary, and Denise said, along those lines, she says, I think if it's an engagement ring, she's happy with it, then maybe when it comes to the actual wedding, there can be some alterations done to it so that it's her own ring.
Yeah.
So.
Then it comes to value. Like you were asking if it really is worth the money that's stated by the appraisal.
Uh-huh.
I'm a jewelry dealer, and I've been on eBay, so I see resale stuff all the time. I'm sitting in front of a house waiting for an estate sale right now to go buy more jewelry. And so the value may be in the diamond, but if it's a bunch of little tiny ones, it's really not worth anything. It's only worth the gold weight.
So in general, does this jewelry appreciate or depreciate?
Well, diamonds kind of have their moment, and usually the only moments they have are half a carat or more. So that's what I'm saying. If it's a bunch of little bitty diamonds, it's really only worth the weight of the material.
I gotta believe, if it's a $6,000 ring, it's probably not tiny. I mean,
right, it's probably gotta.
You can have appraisals. Boy, when I see some of them that are included in the jewelry, sometimes they'll have like a 1984, you know, appraisal. It's only for the insurance company. That's all it is.
Sure,
because
what's the most expensive piece that you have right now? Mary Payne.
Personally.
I personally have?
Yeah,
well,
come on
now.
I'll
just tell you, for my wedding ring, when I did the Someday Is Here, when I wanted the upgrade to the bigger size, that wasn't, you know, part of it was wholesale, part of it was retail, just because I couldn't find the right setting, and this was
in. Give me a number, Mary.
Come on, Mary, how much?
Well, let's just say $15,000 was for the ring, and I got it on the wholesale market in terms of paying, you know, getting paid back. $6,500, and that was being a dealer. If that was,
so you got a lot of money on your fingers. What you're saying?
Yeah, don't let anybody cut your finger off.
Yes. I wouldn't tell anybody about that, Mary.
Well, I'm still not telling you how much the biggest one is.
But you got a bigger one than $15,000?
She's a dealer. Yeah. What do you want?
Dang,
she's a
Mary.
I'm a dealer. But you see what I'm saying? So if someone else brought it in, they'd get $3,000 on a $15,000 ring.
All right, Mary. So look at Mary.
The moral of the story, hold on a second. Mary, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Mary. She's an expert.
Thank you. The moral of the story is if you're going to trade in a ring, go find Mary and have her do it as her own.
Right.
And then give her a little, you know. She'll get it cheaper. Give her a little something.
I'm sneaking up on that because I'm going to be with Nicole for like 20 years. I'm going to have to upgrade here probably.
Yeah, I think you will. Mm-hmm. Have you upgraded yet?
No, not
this?
Yet. No.
Yeah, oh, it's time.
I think it's time. 20 years? Yeah, it's going to be.
That 1/10 of a carat you gave me, that ain't going to cut it anymore, my friend.
You got to really squint to see it.
It comes with a magnifying glass. Oh, I'm kidding. Rebecca wrote in. She goes, my wedding ring was driven over by a car.
I need more details.
Wow. What kind of car?
Yeah, why?
The original jewelry company gave us the full purchase cost toward a new ring, and we used the same diamond.
Oh, well, that's good.
Hardest substance known to man,
right? Well, that's good.
So the diamond should have survived being driven over by the car.
If it was
real
diamond.
This might be the most text messages we've ever received on a topic. So.
It will be difficult to reply to all of you, so...
Just
a blanket thank you for participating.
Yes, and know that we love you.
We are seeing your texts, but there's too many to reply to.
Yeah, there's too many to even read on the air.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh,
everybody.
I'm looking at Aaron from Glendale. Tacky!
People are sending in pictures of their rings just to brag. Don't do that. Some big rings
on
here.
Oh my God, I've got to read this from Barb. Let me have the ding ready. And I can't even, I don't think I can say what she says.
Oh,
maybe the first engagement did not work out because mom and sister are meddling blanks.
B words.
If new fiance doesn't care, why should they? Because they are designated offendees, Barb, I'm telling you.
Yep.
Mom and sister are meddling blanks.
Yeah, this one's not going to work out.
Oh, Barb.
You funny.
I'm gonna give you a second ding.
You funny.